poet, author, historian, actress, civil rights activist, playwright, director, and producer. Dr. Maya Angelou will be speaking at Appalachian State University on January 22nd at 7 o'clock in Holmes Convention Center in Boone. It's the 29th annual Martin Luther King commemoration at App State, and Dr. Angelou is expected to speak on the civil rights movement in the United States and the legacy of Dr. King. The commemoration will also include fantastic performances by App State's Gospel Choir and a special presentation by the Sisters of the Omicron Kappa chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Appalachian State University Director of the Office of Multicultural Development, Gus Pena, spoke with me by phone from his office in Boone.
You know, we're probably around 10-11% of our student body represent ancestry that's African American, Hispanic, Native American, or multiracial. So I would say ethnically and in terms of ancestry, we're not one of the more diverse parts of our state. But in terms of age, I would say that we do have a pretty diverse community. And so we're talking about folks that have, you know, different kinds of relationships and distances to the movement. I would say that we have folks in our area who are pretty close to the movement, and attending the event in a couple of weeks can be affirming, it can be empowering, and in many cases have healing values, I think. And then for some of us who are a little bit younger and maybe our reference points come from the 35-millimeter film strips that we were shown in school or those grainy VHS cassettes, coming to an event like this and listening to someone like Dr. Angelou can really open windows into our collective history. They can motivate us, breathe life into issues that for some of us will become lifelong passions. So I think for the broad spectrum of our community, we've got folks that are really excited about the fact that Dr. Angelou is going to be visiting with us in a couple of weeks.
Obviously, Maya Angelou, a dynamic speaker in so many respects. What sorts of ground will she be covering during the ceremony?
Sure. A lot of us assume that she can say whatever she needs to say that evening, and we'll be pleased to hear it. But we're expecting her to offer some of her perspective. You know, how does she see the movement? What does she have to offer us as a community as we reflect on Dr. King's legacy? And honestly, I'm hoping that she's going to challenge our community to look inward, to look at who's around us and where we've come from the 50s and 60s, and what work remains for us and what our responsibility will be to continue honoring Dr. King's legacy by taking ownership for our piece of that.
What strikes you most, Gus, about this remarkable woman?
In my humble opinion, she's first and foremost a teacher. She's someone who has provided healing, who has provided an affirming sense of support. So I would say she's someone who has been able to look at what was around her as she was growing and as she was experiencing the world and translated it for us and let us see what she was seeing through prisms and through lenses that clarified things for us and that have empowered people around her to have conviction and to say and do what they needed to do, and I would say that we're all the better for it.
Appalachian State University Director of the Office of Multicultural Development, Gus Pena, on January 22nd at 7 o'clock in Holmes Convention Center in Boone. It's the 29th annual Martin Luther King commemoration at App State. This year, it's an evening with Dr. Maya Angelou, who's expected to speak on the civil rights movement in the U.S. and the legacy of Dr. King. The event is free and open to the public. Audience members are encouraged to allow extra time travel due to the popularity of this event and to dress warmly in case of lines extending outdoors. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.